Brilliance Audio presents Hawk, Three Black Ops by Ted Bell, performed by John Shea. Crash Dive. South China Sea, present day. Midnight. No moon, no stars. The sea a flat black void a few feet beneath his wingtips. For a man streaking through the night over hostile foreign waters at nearly the speed of sound, at an altitude no sane man would even dare consider, Alex Hawk was remarkably comfortable. He was piloting an F-16 Viper. The matte black American-built jet fighter was one of many purchased and heavily fortified by Britain's Royal Navy for under-the-radar special operations just like this one. Lord Alexander Hawk, a former Royal Navy pilot and combat veteran of the Gulf War, now a seasoned British intelligence officer with MI6, had to smile. Like the Syrian hospital bed he'd only recently escaped, the sleek F-16 single seat reclined at an angle of exactly 30 degrees, transforming the deadly Viper, Hawk thought, into something along the lines of a supersonic Barca lounger. Leave it to the Americans to worry about fighter pilot comfort. His eyes flicked over the dimly lit instrument array and found nothing remotely exciting. Even the hazy reddish glow inside the cockpit somehow reassured him that all was well. He was less than 600 nautical miles from the tiny island of Sichuan, his destination, and closing fast. Every mile he put behind him lessened the chance of a Chinese Sukhoi 33 jet interceptor, or a surface-to-air missile blasting him out of the sky. Although equipped with the very latest anti-missile defense systems, the Viper was no stealth fighter. He was vulnerable, and he knew it. Should he be forced to eject and was captured by the Red Chinese, he'd be tortured mercilessly before he was killed. A British intelligence officer flying an unmarked American fighter jet had no business entering Chinese airspace. But he did have business, very serious business, and his success might well avert impending hostilities that could lead to global war. That was his mission, and he'd gladly chosen to accept it. In London, 1 week earlier, C, as the chief of MI6 was traditionally called, had summoned Hawk to join him for
sample complete. Ready to continue?